Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Madison. And on today, we're going to have a splash of a party on today. But listen, today is Saturday. Y'all know how I do. It's a champagne day, honey. Every day is a special day. It is Saturday, November the 6th, 2021. It's 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I say, the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. Got to give a shout-out to all my big poppers in the ATL, my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, hardest-working team on the planet. Listen, while y'all on Facebook.com all day long, use the keyword, the Fierce Female Network. When the page comes up, give the page a like and a follow. I will greatly appreciate it. Yes, indeed. Listen, you can listen to the show all day long on Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can also go to Amazon Music and, of course, Facebook.com. Listen, on today, I got a really, really special guest. We're going to talk to a filmmaker. Yes, we are, producer and writer, Ariel. We're going to talk to him, and we're going to listen to some super bad music. We're going to ride the train all day on today. We're going to ride the soul train, baby, so get ready. Hello, Mr. Ariel. How are you on today?
I'm great. Thank you. Honored to be here.
I'm so very glad to have you, and I'm so excited to find out about your film, and I do want to know a lot more about you. I know you produced and written a film. What's the name of your movie that you produced?
Which one? In the UK, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Don't Blow Top. This is the name.
I'm sorry, what's the name of it?
Don't Blow Your Top.
Don't Blow Your Top. Wow. Well, that's pretty much self-explanatory. So let me ask you, when did you first decide to get into writing films? Have it always been something you wanted to do?
Yes, it all started in 15 years old. First of all, I started my career as an actor, first of all. I went to act in the Studio Theater. It's located in my city, Haifa, in Israel. And afterwards, I went to study acting at Lee Strasberg Acting School in L.A. And afterwards, I knew that in order to control about my career, I have to know more about filmmaking. So I studied screenwriting in a few universities in the UK, and I opened a film production company in the US. It's called Golden State Entertainment with a partner, and nowadays I'm producing many films in Israel and in all over the world. So.
Okay, and so the one that you're working on and marketing now is Don't Blow Your Top. Tell me a little bit more about Don't Blow Your Top.
Okay, so it was a short film, 7 minutes. This film produced for the 48 Hours Film Festival. I produced the project from Israel. I attached a crew in the UK, a local crew. And it was really, you know, it was really hard because to manage all this production remotely was very, very hard. But my partner, Eden Wise, she was the director. So she flew to the UK in order to shoot this film. And it was a great experience for us. And we are expecting to submit this film to other festivals. The reviews were very good in the festival, and it was exciting for me as an Israeli to see my film in London. You know, it's exciting.
Okay. It is very exciting to write a film and produce it. It's not an easy task. It can be difficult and very challenging, and you've done very well with writing and producing. So I do want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I didn't write this film. I produced this film. Someone else wrote this film.
Okay.
But I was the producer. Yeah.
Okay. And tell me about your next project.
Okay, so this week my film, I produced together with Christy Shaw and her company a film. It's called Salad for Your Soulmate. It will be this week in premiere screening in New York City, and I produce a new film in the end of this month in Mexico as well with famous actors. And it should be very exciting for me as an Israeli to produce a lot of projects in all over the world. And I'm doing new films in Israel. One of them is sci-fi, and I have two projects from my company that my company will produce soon.
Okay. And your films, are they streaming digitally? Where can we see the films? Do you have them on any platforms digitally online?
Yes, of course. I have a lot of films that you can watch online on YouTube. There is my film that I produced in Israel lately. It's called The Race. It was nominated in Impro Action Festival in Israel. And it's a great film. You can watch this film on YouTube. And, of course, we plan to submit this film to other festivals. And regarding my film in New York City, after the premiere screening, it will be available for everyone to watch. It's a very high-quality film, I can promise. And the film in Mexico, of course, will be available for the audience in the end of this month.
Excellent, excellent. And tell me about your short film. You have a film called In-House.
Yes, so this film I produced 1 year ago. It was under my company, Golden State Entertainment. We produced it during the lockdown in Israel. It was very hard to do that, but we did it, and we was accepted to an international film festival, and it's called Habaita. It's an Israeli film festival that they collaborated with the Jerusalem Film Festival in Israel, and they invited filmmakers from all over the world to produce 2 minutes short films. Yeah, it's so complicated to do that, you know, to produce, to create, you know, a story in 2 minutes. It's very complicated, but we were accepted, and it was exciting for us. And the referees were famous actors and filmmakers from Hollywood, like Ayelet Zorer and Nancy Spielberg. So it was an honor to be a part from this festival.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you. I know that you're very excited. I know that you're very proud of the work that you're doing, making a lot of different films internationally. That is a task that's a huge task to undertake, and you're doing such a wonderful job with what you're doing. You and your partner, as you said earlier, you didn't write the film, but you produced it, and that is a very huge undertaking to do.
Yeah, it's very hard to do that because a lot of films that I did, for example, in New York City and Mexico, where, for example, you know, you have to produce anything sometimes from your country, from Israel, because it's hard for me to fly to, you know, to each country because I'm a student as well. So I have to commit to my studies and at the same time to manage my career as a producer. So this is not easy, but I think I can get along with that. I did it very well so far, so there is no problem.
Excellent. And what are you studying right now?
Currently, I'm studying at Haifa University. I'm doing that because of my family wants I will be I'll earn a BA, you know, because they think it's important, and the Corona time forced me to do that, because before I came to the university I studied at London, and it was a nice experience, and afterwards the Corona started, so I came back, and afterwards I started to study at the university in order to earn, a BA. So I think it was a good process studying in the university, and it's good for me, the balance between the studies to the career, it's a good balance.
Absolutely. So I do have a word from our sponsors. I do need to take a short break right about now. I have a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to talk more about your film. Up next, I want to talk about your short film, Race, and we're going to talk about that after the break, if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I do have a word from my sponsor. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
Animal Naturer SQ's mission is to save as many as possible by focusing on education, advocacy, direct action, and support to individuals, communities, and other organizations in Spokane County.
That is Animal Nature Sanctuary. Animal Nature Sanctuary, the young lady is amazing. She does animal rescues. She does a really great job. She is a trained professional, and she is really natural when it comes to animal rescue. You won't believe your ears. And I do have a rescue story I want you to take a listen to. This is phenomenal and amazing. This is her story where she rescued a ferret. I want you guys to take a listen to this. Check out her work in action. This is her work in action when she rescued a ferret. Take a listen.
Hello, Fierce Female Network. Thank you again for having me on. I'm here with another rescue story. This one is from back when I was still in veterinary classes. The nursing department was right down the hall, and one of those ladies happened to come in and ask if anyone wanted a ferret. I jumped right up. We agreed on where we would meet. I picked up the ferrets, noticed that one was just flat. Normally ferrets have that nice arched back and they bounce around, but this one, very still, lethargic, and flat. Next morning, go to the vet, and we found out that someone along the line of all the homes that she had been passed to, which unfortunately were several before us, somewhere along that line, someone had crushed her spine, shut her in a door or a drawer or something, and severed her spinal column. So she hang out by the food bowl, and she would eat and drink, and she would go to the bathroom on herself and just kind of lay there, because all she could do was scooch herself a little bit with her front legs. She'd gained a bunch of weight from being immobile and was not a very happy girl. So my son, who was very young at the time, but also like me, kind of in tune with feelings and especially little critters and stuff, we decided that even though the vet said there was no hope, we were definitely going to try. So we would use this little squeaky ball and treats to get her to pull herself up and down our hallway, and then eventually up and down the stairs. And we would put her in the bathtub and let her kind of float around and stuff. And we would help her to do other things. We would take her to the park. We would take her to the pet stores and let her run around on a harness and leash. So she started getting bouncy and losing weight and being a lot more interactive with the world, which was really sweet. And then one day she starts chewing on her tail. We take her back to the vet, and the vet says, "Holy cow, she's getting feeling back." So we start the massage therapy, we really start working her more, and she started to stand up. And then she started to run. And after about a year with us, she had a little bit of a limp on one leg, but that was all. And she started stealing our food and hiding it places, and especially bananas. She loved to steal our bananas out of the kitchen and hide them. So that was one of our first official rescues as an adult. I did rescue as a child and always adopted from shelters. But this was when I was actually in veterinary classes and using my skills as an official healer to help little animals. So we did. We used proper nutrition, exercise, massage therapy, water therapy, and other things. And after a year, we were able to help her to walk and run and be a normal ferret all again. So we are very, very happy. Unfortunately, she did develop cancer about a year after that. So we had her for about 3.5 years, but the cancer did eventually take her, which was sad. But she had a good life during that time that we had her. And we're very happy that she was able to really enjoy her life again and run around at the parks and go to those pet stores and play with the other critters like she really wanted to do, like she should. So that was one of my very first official rescues in veterinary medicine. Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That is the owner and founder of Nature Sanctuary. She is amazing, amazing. She's doing some really great work with animal rescue. And so I do have one more question for our filmmaker on today, Mr. Ariel Levy. He's going to tell us about the short film that he's producing, and we're going to wrap up this particular session of the interview. The short film that he did, Race, tell us a little bit about your short film, Race.
Okay, so this short film was nominated in Improv Action Film Festival. It's in Israel, and it's an yearly festival, and we qualified to the final stage of the festival, and we didn't win, but I'm really proud our way, because you know, we had a lot of difficulties and obstacles because the budget was very limited, and one of our actress was infected in Corona, and we got the permission to reschedule the film from the festival management, and it was nice. It was not easy to get, but we did it, and now we have a great film, and I invite you to watch in this film, watch on this film on YouTube, and we plan to submit this film to other festivals, and I want to say, to give the credit for Shachar Gacham, who he was the director, and Maya Edry Rotler, she was the screenwriter, and of course to say thanks to the other, to my team and to the actors and everyone about this process.
And I do have one more question for you, and then we're going to wrap up. I know you're very busy and have a tight schedule, and I do want to thank you for joining me on today. And I did want to ask you, where can we interact with you online to watch your films and keep track of your career in filmmaking?
Sorry, I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat?
Yes. Yes, I was asking, where can we learn more about your films online?
Actually, I'm working about my films, not online. I'm working my films in Israel as well. As I told, I have a few projects in Israel, and they will be great too. And I would love to say that for all the young filmmakers and actors to keep going to dream and to work hard and their dreams could come true.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you giving words of encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to all the other young filmmakers and actors that's wanting to get into entertainment. I do appreciate that. And we are just about out of time for this particular segment of the show. Did you have any final remarks that you wanted to give before you go on today?
Yes, I want to say thanks to the radio and thanks about this opportunity to do this interview. And I would love to share with you in the future, to share my next project as well.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to come back. I'd be glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And so, guys, we're wrapping up. We have about 5 minutes left in this particular segment. I do have another word from a sponsor, and I do have some more music to get to on today. I want you guys to check out this music from my honorary member in India. This particular song is For the Loose. Take a listen.
A life sun-kissed skin makes me bright. For my feelings, I fall and I bled. I was feeling the dark, feeling the end. I had only to run for the loose. I'm for the loose. Wake up, giving you time to come break up, giving you time to come out. For the loose. Oh, wake up, give me a time to come break up, give me a time to come out for the loose. I'm floating and counting. Some days I'll be down and then I'll be up, knowing the way, knowing that I'm for the loose. I'm for the loose. Oh, wake up, giving you time to come break up, giving you time to come out, out for the loose. Give you time to come out, out for the loose. Oh, wake up, give you time to come break up, give you time to come out, out for the loose. Oh, wake up, give you time to come break up, give you time to come out, out for the loose.
All right, my people, that was Karan Patati. Karan Patati, my honorary member in India. That's from his album Studio 3311. My people, listen, we're going to ride the train. Now, listen, don't forget, y'all didn't know about riding on that soul train. We're going to get down later on today. So, listen, check this out. I got another special promotion going on, Space of the Day. Yeah, got some more music for you. Going to light it up, okay? Space of a Day. It's going to be on tonight. Got some real bad music. And, honey, I can't wait to get back up on that train, baby. Listen, going to light up, going to turn up. Now, listen, I don't turn up and light up on no, you know, no cannabis. But, you know, we got some folks out there that do. And that's, you know, it's all a thing. You know what I mean? So, listen, check this out. Y'all come back. Later on, they going to ride that soul train, baby. Going to feel good with the artist. Say, I tell you, I'm digging on him. He's going to be the hardest thing. Yeah. Because he's doing it right. He's doing it very professional. He's doing a good job. Very, very, very good stuff. Listen, I'm out of time, my people, but I'll be back later on today. Y'all be good to one another. I'm telling you, don't know what's going to happen on tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen on next week. So listen, you better be good to everybody on today. You hear what I'm saying? Get rid of those thinking spirits because I want the Lord to bless you real good now. Y'all be good.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.
Hold up.